16th Street Community Health Centers has been delivering medical care to Milwaukee's Southside families for nearly 60 years. And about 30 years ago, 16th Street added an environmental health department that is focused on neighborhood revitalization and community wellness. Last month, the organization abruptly paused some of those programs and let staff go without notice. That leaves many people worrying about the future of environmental health programs in Southside neighborhoods. WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz has the story.
3 decades ago, when Esperanza Gutierrez moved into her cozy home on South 16th Street, she made up her mind never to move again.
You know, the only thing I want to leave here is with my feet first. I don't want to move anymore.
Her home is just across the street from Pulaski Park and the Kinnickinnick River that threads through it.
This one's perfect. I looked at my window and nature.
But Gutierrez's environment had its problems. The park was neglected and the Kinnickinnick River could be dangerous. It was channelized and lined with concrete, leaving it prone to fast-moving floodwaters. In the early 2010s, the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District launched a massive plan to return portions of the Kinnickinnick to a more natural state. That would mean demolishing 83 homes between 6th and 16th Streets.
It hit home, and I just got involved.
Gutierrez says the 16th Street Community Health Center's environmental health team helped neighbors speak out on changes they wanted incorporated into the plan.
Everything was coordinated through them. We need partnerships in order to survive.
Iris Gonzalez was part of the environmental health team at the time. She says when neighbors wanted to create a civic group, the environmental team lent a hand.
There was no neighborhood association for the KK River, and so that's what they wanted to do. And they started the Kinnickinnick River Neighbors in Action, which is still going strong and alive today.
Neighbors pushed to breathe life into Pulaski Park and its pavilion.
Back when we started, that building was abandoned. It was boarded up, and now they've activated that space and the park.
Gonzalez says her job took her door to door.
One of my first jobs was to go be a rain barrel and rain garden saleswoman and knock on doors and say, hey, do you want some free landscaping?
Door knocking led to block parties.
And people would come out and they would learn about their rain gardens, but they would also talk about what was happening on the street. It was an opportunity to not just care for one part of the community, but to really make space to talk about everything in the community.
Gonzalez considers it some of the best work she's ever done.
To be focused at the intersection of health and environment and climate and neighborhood revitalization and really empowering and supporting community leaders like Esperanza and her awesome neighbors.
Vicki Elkin with Fund for Lake Michigan says 16th Street's innovative environmental approach compelled her organization and others to support the efforts.
I cannot overstate the importance of the role of 16th Street's Community Health Center in the work that's happened there. The philosophy was, if you get people to take action themselves or understand why this is important and then do something about it, it's so much easier than to become an advocate when it comes time to city investments or MMSD's major projects.
Elkin says over her 15-year tenure, residents have steadily stepped up to advocate and steward projects. She thinks back to 2011 as the first houses in the Kinnickinnick floodplain were being demolished, homes that families had taken pride in for generations.
But because of 16th Street, the community actually appreciated it, wanted it, and celebrated it.
Elkin watched the environmental health team build trust and neighborhood involvement. She's concerned those things will go away now that 16th Street has indefinitely cut staff and paused environmental programs they coordinated.
You know, I am very, very disappointed to hear that this program is on a pause or has been eliminated by 16th Street Community Health Center. Other people can step in maybe and pick up where 16th Street left off, but having such a trusted voice in the community to do this work, you know, no one else is really in that position.
From her home overlooking Pulaski Park, Esperanza Gutierrez says she'll continue to advocate for her neighborhood, but her feeling of loss runs deep.
Not only personally, but the whole South Side is lost because they had walking clubs, yoga clubs, they had biking clubs. We have some community gardens, and they would help with that too. Didn't they value what they had? We valued it. We weren't asked.
When asked by WUWM, 16th Street stated it had paused programs for a variety of organizational reasons and added, quote, "We continue to evaluate the needs of the community and our ability to meet those needs, always with an eye towards a healthier, brighter future for everyone." Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.